WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond for the nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud. ABC's Perry Russum says
Attorney General Letitia James has said the state could begin seizing Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to secure a $464 million bond. Trump's lawyers have said he does not have the cash. Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented.
The four suspects in Friday's attack on a Moscow theater had all had visible signs of beating when they appeared in court. Two pleaded guilty. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters today. It'll be the first time since the team fired his interpreter after reporters inquired about more than $4 million transferred from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. Ohtani's lawyers say he is the victim of a theft. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Madison Police Department, one person was shot in downtown Madison early Sunday morning. Officers and detectives were sent to the scene of the 300 block of West Gorham Street just before 3 a.m. Sunday morning. The victim was an adult man. He was sent to a local hospital to be treated for his injuries, although it is unknown the extent of those injuries. On Saturday night, the La Crosse Fire Department were dispatched to the upper units of a duplex in La Crosse due to smoke being found in the area. Crews arrived and found a fire. More crews arrived and quickly extinguished the fire and then searched the rest of the home, finding that the fire did not spread, according to the department. The majority of the fire was found in the attic. No injuries were reported. Moderate to severe damages happened to the unit. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have more rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We may get another half inch to an inch of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Today, cloudy, rain likely, 53 our high this afternoon. Little breezy tonight with a low of 45. More rain tomorrow with a high near 54. It'll be cooler Wednesday with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 38.
99.7 Max FM.
Never Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning. I know weekend time is so much better. Lots of coffee to get through today. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Naked Eyes now on Max FM.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
Here I go again. There is Whitesnake. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning's going well so far. I mean, for a Monday, we're doing okay. We'd much rather be in bed at this point. But hey, we're up, we're adulting, and we're ready for another week. Now, if you went and saw a great movie this weekend, it turns out you were not alone. It was a pretty big weekend at the box office. Despite the reviews for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, it actually exceeded expectations. $45.2 million this weekend in theaters. It's going to need much bigger numbers than that, though, to outperform the first film and make a profit on its $100 million budget. Dune Part 2 remains strong in second place, earning another just about $18 million to top $574 million globally. Kung Fu Panda 4 dropped to third place with about $17 million, while another new release, the religious horror film Immaculate, opened with just over $5 million this weekend. Mark Wahlberg's dog drama Arthur the King rounded out the top five with just over $4 million. Hey, at least we've got some movies to go see in the box office, and we're talking about some great films in an actual theater, I guess. It's kind of the state of the movie industry right now. Taking a look at your forecast right now, rain over the next couple of days. It's going to be likely later today. Clouds sticking around as well. 53 for a high. A little breezy tonight, down to 45. More rain tomorrow with a high near 54. Then on Wednesday, we're going to cool things down. A high only around 40. Right now, it's 38.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Two of a kind.
perfect world we know we'll never find. So perhaps I should leave here. Yeah, go far away. But you know that there's nowhere that I'd rather be than with you.
Of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Pat Benatar now. We belong.
Many times I tried to tell you. Many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that. Complicate your mind. We belong to the light. We belong. dry and wash the valley clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light.
And more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Shake it up. There's the Cars. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. People helping people in the middle of their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser, asking for our help in raising monetary donations so that low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties have all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. Whatever amount you're able to contribute, even a couple of bucks goes a long way to making sure there are vegetables on those food pantry shelves. You have a few different ways of getting that money to PHP. Now, you can mail it to them or put it in their office drop slot, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. You can also donate online by going to phpofwisconsin.org. The goal is to raise between $3,000 and $5,000. You guys are crushing it. Last update, we got over $2,700 with a few days left to go. They're going to be taking those donations until March 30th. So please, again, whatever you can donate, it's greatly appreciated. You never know how it's helping out a neighbor, a coworker, or even a family in your kids' school. For more information about this Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser, or for more information about other programs over at PHP, or to make that online donation, phpofwisconsin.org. Now remember, later this morning, in fact, next hour, you're going to have a chance to qualify in our statewide Civic Media Ride Into Spring Text to Win contest. If you haven't gotten the Civic Media app from your Google or your Apple store, you need to have that. Finn and I are going to give you a word next hour. You need to use the app to text in to qualify for some amazing prizes, including a weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, and then qualify for some grand prizes, really getting you ready for spring and summer months, a blender, a couple of bicycles, and a patio love seat. But you have to have the Civic Media app in order to qualify. So make sure you have that all ready to go, and then be listening for the word of the hour. Now, coming up, we're going to tell you a little bit about the soggy forecast. Definitely keep the umbrellas, the galoshes handy as well. At least with all the rain we're going to be getting, we're not getting the snow that they are to the north and the west of us. My goodness, that we're talking feet in some areas. I'll take the rain. We'll be okay with that. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports here on Max FM. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There's a number of great Easter egg hunts for the kiddos all across the area for this Easter weekend. Prairie du Sac Fire Department is going to be hosting their Easter egg hunt and 5K run walk. This will be happening on Saturday, March 30th at Marion Park. $20 if you pre-register, $25 if you register the day of, and that is for the 5K run walk. The Easter egg hunt is a free event, weather permitting, will start at 10 a.m. You can go to pdsfire.com or check out their Facebook page for more details. The Portage Lions Club will also be hosting their Easter egg hunt that same day. This will be on the John Muir and Woodridge School grounds. Thousands of foil-wrapped chocolates will be on the grounds. The hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. Children will split into the following age groups: 1 to 3 years old, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11-year-olds. The Easter Bunny, along with Leo the Lion, will be on site for photo opportunities. Bring along a sack or basket to collect some sweet treats, and in the case of poor weather, the Lions will pass out eggs on the curbside. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. until 10:30, and it's from the Portage Lions Club. And the Easter Bunny will continue to stay busy as they'll be heading over to Roxbury on Saturday at 1 p.m. St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. The Easter egg hunt will happen rain, snow, or shine for this one. There's also going to be live bunnies. Bring your camera for a picture with the Easter Bunny. And, of course, the traditional Easter egg hunt will have treat bags courtesy of the Knights of Columbus. All are welcome. Again, this one is happening at St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. Again, these are just a few of the many Easter-related events happening around the area. Many businesses will also have some as well. Check out the Area Chamber of Commerce website for more details, or individual businesses for their specials and deals.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin, or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Second-seeded Marquette moving into the NCAA Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. They held off Colorado 81-77 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Kolick had 21 points and 11 assists in the win. Marquette will take on North Carolina State on Friday in Dallas. Wisconsin reserve Connor Asigian announcing Sunday night he plans to enter the transfer portal. He averaged 11.7 points a game as a freshman, but saw that number dip to 3.2 a game last year. The Badgers saw their season end in the opening round of the tournament Friday night. They fell 72-61 to James Madison. NBA Bucks knocked off Oklahoma City 118-93 last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo 30 points and 19 rebounds in the win. Badger women's hockey team beat Ohio State 1-0 in the NCAA title game last year. The Buckeyes returned the favor this year, beating the Badgers 1-0 in the championship. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have more rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We may get another half inch to an inch of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Today, cloudy, rain likely 53 our high this afternoon. A little breezy tonight with a low of 45. More rain tomorrow with a high near 54. It'll be cooler Wednesday with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 99.7.
You got
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food, some great adult beverages, instant downloads available too. New inventory being added all the time. If you haven't been there in a while, really go check it out. Little online shopping to start your week.
And more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
twice. I won't let go at any price. I need you now, like I need you then. You always said we'd meet again someday.
If you leave, there's orchestral maneuvers in the dark. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Cloudy today with rain likely, 53 for a high. Breezy tonight, down to 45. More rain on the way tomorrow with a high near 54. And then we cool things off on Wednesday. At least we lose the rain for a while. 40 is all for a high. Right now, it's 38. Coming up this morning on Max FM, our cute little furry friends over at the Sauk County Humane Society who need great homes. We're going to talk about our pets of the week. Plus, we're going to give you chances to qualify for that Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest. Be listening for your word of the hour. We're also going to talk about some big news for bald guys. Turns out toupees are now cool. Finn and I will get into that, and we'll talk about the most Googled jobs in America right now. Birthdays and anniversaries also on the way. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Monday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added four more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music. Ryan Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? It's my life. Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as the hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard and Motley Crue, and last but not least, It's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Are tired.